Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthdays of J. Fred Coots, Henry Hall, Bing, and Billy Cotton, and listen to this past week in recording history. But first, we're going to correct a mistake. I know, hard to believe, but I made a mistake. Last week, I played The Man from the South with a big cigar in his mouth and announced it as by Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys. I mentioned that I had lots of versions of that song, and I apparently got them confused and actually played Ted Weems' December 2nd, 1929 version with Parker Gibbs. So here is Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys with Roy Evans.
Why do all those people shout? Hear them bing, bing, banging on those bells. It can't be Hoover, can't be Ford. Everybody's running toward. Must be Lindbergh or the Prince of Wales. Is that him passing by? Say, folks, I know that guy. He's a great big man from the south. Just a great big man from the south. He had a big cigar in his mouth. So I know that he comes from the south.
That great big man from the south. He was a great big man from the south. He used to have a big cigar in his mouth. Of course I knew that he was from the south.
Bloom and his Bayou Boys with Roy Evans, January 16th, 1930, and The Man from the South. Really? Now that that's out of the way, last week, May 2nd, marked the birth in 1897 in New York City of composer John Frederick Coots, better known as J. Fred. Over the course of his career, he wrote over 700 songs, including Santa Claus is Coming to Town. His mother taught him to play piano, and after working in a Wall Street bank, his first job in music was as a pianist and stock clerk in a music shop. He had his first song published in 1917 and went into vaudeville as a piano accompanist for performers including Sophie Tucker. In 1922, he wrote music for the Broadway show Sally, Irene, and Mary, followed by many others, including Artists and Models of 1924 and 25, and Sons of Guns in 1929, after which he moved to Hollywood. His movie songwriting credits include A Precious Little Thing Called Love, I Still Get a Thrill, Love Letters in the Sand, Two Tickets to Georgia, and You Go to My Head. His lyricists included Lou Davis, Benny Davis, Charlie Tobias, Sam Lewis, Haven Gillespie, and Raymond Clagas. He died in New York City on April 8, 1985. Here are three from the pen of J. Fred Coots.
Sugar and me. I'm gonna start today, save those nickels and dimes. Although I know that dreams and thrills and hugs and kisses are free, we'll need an estate when we hear those Mendelssohn chimes. Clank, 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 clank. Gonna cut down on the movies, clothes and cabarets too. Cut down on the lunches, I'll bet before I get through, I'll have a lot of do-re-mi for two and maybe for three. I'm gonna salt with sugar for my sugar and me. ¶¶ down on lunches. I bet before I'll get through, I have lots of do-re-mi for two, maybe for three. Continuing to salt away some sweet effervescence, for sugar and me. You know I'm gonna save it, babes, you know it.
The Ipana Troubadours, one of nearly 200 pseudonyms used by bandleader Sam Lannon, and There's Too Many Eyes That Want to Make Eyes at Too Pretty Eyes I Love, written by Benny Davis and J. Fred Coots. That's from September 13, 1929. J. Fred apparently liked coming up with convoluted titles for his songs, since There's Too Many Eyes was preceded by I'm Gonna Salt Away Some Sugar for My Sugar and Me. That was Fats Waller in his rhythm from November 6, 1940. Fred collaborated with Tot Seymour on that one. We began our tribute to J. Fred Coots with another Coots-Seymour effort, another one with a rather lengthy title, I Miss a Little Miss Who Misses Me in Sunny Tennessee. That was performed by Ben Selvin and his orchestra, featuring a young Benny Goodman, on December 12, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, May 2nd, marked the birth in 1898 of Henry Hall. As a child, he took trumpet and piano lessons and played in Salvation Army bands, and while in the Royal Field Artillery, he took up the concertina. He formed a short-lived group called the Varsity Three with two violin players, and then worked playing piano in theaters. In December of 1922, he got a job as relief pianist in the Trafford Band at the Midland Hotel in Manchester, and was soon leader of the band. In 1924, he took the band to the Glen Eagles Hotel in Scotland, where on June 24th the band appeared on radio promoting the hotel's opening night. In November of 1924, the band made their first recording for Columbia, which was issued as by the Glen Eagles Hotel Dance Band. By 1931, Hall was running 32 bands for the LMS Hotel Organization and was recording for Decca. In January of 1932, Henry was invited to take over the BBC Dance Orchestra when Jack Payne left, and the new BBC Dance Orchestra made its first broadcast on March 15, 1932, at 8 p.m. In September of 1933, Henry Hall made his first trip to the U.S. to learn how American bands performed and presented themselves. In 1936, Henry Hall was asked by Cunard to conduct a band on the maiden voyage of the Queen Mary, due to sail on May 27th. As part of the publicity, Henry wrote a special song for the trip called Somewhere at Sea, which was recorded on May 6th, sung by Dan Donovan, and was sung by Francis Day on a radio broadcast from the ship. After 5 years with the BBC, Hall resigned in favor of touring and recording for Columbia. His last broadcast with the BBC Dance Orchestra came on September 25, 1937. His last appearance as a bandleader was in 1969. Henry Hall died on October 28, 1989, at age 91. Here's Henry Hall.
Sought for Savoys they can keep. There's only one place that we know, and that is where we sleep. Underneath the arches, we dream our dreams of bom bom bo da bi do. Underneath the bom bom bo di da bo, on cobblestones we bom da bo 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 bo. Back to back we bo di ba bo 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 di do. Tired out and bom bo do bo bo di do. Sorry when the daylight comes creeping, heralding the dawn. Sleeping when it's raining, and sleeping when it's fine. Trains rattling by, payment is a P.A.L.O. Without a sheet we lay. Underneath the arches, we dream our dreams away.
Juliets have been many, but now my roaming days are gone. Too many irons in the fire is worse than not having any. I've had my share, and from now on I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm giving all my love to one baby. Lord help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. Honey and I've decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you.
Leader Henry Hall, born May 2nd, 1898. We began with Buffoon from March 26, 1936. Next, from July 15, 1932, we heard Underneath the Arches, written by Billy Connolly, Bud Flanagan, and Joseph McCarthy. The vocal was by Bud Flanagan and Chesney Allen. Flanagan and Allen were a British music hall duo who teamed up later in the 1930s with two other double acts, Nervo and Knox and Naughton and Gold, to form a company called the Crazy Gang, which was a favorite of the royal family, especially King George VI. This record was issued in the U.S. in 1948, and it became a surprise hit, so Columbia reissued Connie Boswell's 1932 recording of Underneath the Arches, and it sold more copies than during its original release. We finished up on April 4th, 1936, with a Benny Carter arrangement of I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket. The vocalist there was Dan Donovan. Last week, May 3rd, marked the birth in Tacoma, Washington, in 1903, of Harry Lillis Crosby, better known as Bing, a nickname he got at age 6 as a result of his enthusiasm for the Bingville Bugle, a parody of a hillbilly newsletter written by Newton Newkirk and run as a full-page feature in Spokane's newspaper, The Spokesman Review. Bing's impressive career spread across records, movies, radio, and TV, despite the fact that he never learned to read music and could play no musical instruments. Of the more than 4,000 songs he sang, the most successful was White Christmas, written by Irving Berlin. Bandleader Paul Whiteman hired Crosby in 1926, along with singing partner Al Rinker. With the addition of Harry Barris, the trio became the Rhythm Boys. After leaving the Whiteman organization in 1930, Crosby sang for a brief time with Gus Arnheim's band. In 1931, Crosby recorded I Surrender, Dear, and from there went on to CBS Radio. Over the next 30 years, Crosby sold more than 300,000 records. Bing was featured in over 60 movies, winning an Academy Award for Going My Way in 1944. Crosby won the Lifetime Achievement Grammy in 1962 and has been called the number one recording artist of all time. He created the first celebrity pro-am golf championship, the Crosby Open, which he hosted for 35 years, raising millions for charity. Bing Crosby died of a heart attack after finishing 18 holes, with an 85, at La Moraleja Golf Club near Madrid on October 14, 1977. Here's about a thousandth of the recorded output of Bing Crosby.
Bubble of trouble and care, very fond of petting, but I'm getting nowhere. Reaching for someone, not finding anyone there. No sweet romancer to answer my prayer. Always building castles that nobody will share. Reaching for someone, not finding anyone there. Is there a June, honeymoon? Is there a tune, lover's croon? Is there a day coming soon when I'll find someone somewhere? Oh, no, wouldn't worry, who wouldn't swear, Heaven is a Hades when you're up in the air, reaching for someone, not finding anyone there.
Smile, I could be glad all of the while,
I could change the gray clouds to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There's just nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
If I Had You, written by Ted Shapiro, Reg Connolly, and Jimmy Campbell. Bing was backed there by Sam Lennon and his orchestra, recording under his own name on January 25, 1929. If I Had You was preceded by Bing with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra and Here Is My Heart from 1933. Here Is My Heart was written by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger. We began our tribute to Der Bingle with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra May 3, 1929, and Reaching for Someone. Reaching for Someone was composed by Walter Donaldson with the lyric by Edgar Leslie. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, Wellsford Radio 92.2 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Exactly 108 years ago today, May 6th marked the birth in 1899 in London of race car driver, pilot, athlete, yachtsman, and for more than 25 years, leader of one of the most popular bands in Britain, William Edward Cotton, better known as Billy Cotton. He joined the army in August of 1914 and became a drummer bugler in the London Regiment. Later, he joined the Royal Flying Corps and earned his pilot's wings at just 18. After the war, he went through a number of different jobs, but found time to play part-time in local bands and bought a complete drum set. He formed his first band, which he called the London Savannahs, in 1925, and they were contracted to play at the Regent in Brighton. From there, the band played at venues including the Southport Palais Dance Hall, the Liverpool Rialto, the Astoria Ballroom in Charing Cross Road, and Ciro's, from where he began broadcasting regularly for the BBC in 1929. During the 30s, in addition to radio broadcasts and recording, the band toured Britain's theatrical circuit, and in 1944 began the Billy Cotton Song Shop, which developed into the Billy Cotton Band Show, heard for a half hour every Sunday until 1957, when it switched to television. Billy continued to lead his band into the late 1960s, and on March 25, 1969, he finished writing his autobiography titled I Did It My Way. That evening, while watching a boxing match at Wembley Stadium, he suffered a heart attack and died. Here's Billy Cotton. Thank you.
Twinkle in my eye and a twinkle in my toe, and so I'm stepping mighty high wherever I go. 'Cause with a twinkle in my eye and a twinkle in my toe, most everybody passing by gives me the hello. I throw my head back and stick my chin out, bring my best Sunday grin out. I know I'm gonna win out soon, thanks to the twinkle in my eye and the twinkle in my toe. I find that life is just like pie wherever I go.
We began our tribute to Billy Cotton with Nat Ganella providing the scat vocal on New Tiger Rag from October 21, 1930. That was followed by the vocal duo of Sid Buckman and Joe Ferry on Hello Beautiful, recorded on March 25, 1931. We finished up on July 18, 1936, with some good advice from Alan Breeze, Keep a Twinkle in Your Eye. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is a terrific record by Oliver Naylor's orchestra.
Good, no one is near to bother us here, so have a We gotta stay home
like I do, then smile at somebody else. If I can't call you my own, I'd rather be all alone than be with somebody else. I can just pretend I don't care about you, but that wouldn't end those long nights without you. Though broken-hearted and blue, I'd rather cry over you than smile at somebody else. Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Oliver Naylor's orchestra and Sweet Georgia Brown from May 1st, 1925. We mention his name every single week, but we rarely hear from Bob Zirke. Well, Bob was in that recording playing piano. Oliver Naylor was born on October 7th in 1903, so you can listen for a whole Oliver Naylor segment here in a few months. Sweet Georgia Brown was followed by Ernie Golden and his Hotel McAlpin Orchestra and an Edison Diamond Disc electrical recording from May 1st, 1928, Hooray, Hooray, It's Ray, Ray, Raining. Hooray, Hooray, It's Ray, Ray, Raining was written by Howard Johnson, Charlie Tobias, and Al Sherman. We finished up with Sam Lannon as Billy Hayes and his orchestra, and I'd Rather Cry Over You Than Smile at Somebody Else from an OK-78 recorded May 4th, 1928. I'd Rather Cry Over You was written by Phil Ponce and Dan Dougherty. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.